Welcome back into the Everett Schmake Insurance pregame show here on 106.3 The Fox. Doug Jenkins and Butch Lommer set to bring you the state title game in Division 3 this afternoon. Ottawa Glendorf at 22-5, taking on the Garraway Pirates at 24-3 on the season. As we get set to go here at the Schottenstein Center, Titans again coming off a win over Anna yesterday, in which they never trailed. The Garraway Pirates winners by 3 points at the very last second in their win against Cleveland St. Joseph's to get to this point in the tournament. The other two winners today so far in Division 2, it was Chillicothe in what ended up being one heck of a basketball game, beating the Libby Cowboys and William Buford. And if you weren't down, if you didn't listen to that one, you sure missed out on a very, very good basketball game.
Oh, what a contest. 16 points down and to come all the way back and win it on the last second shot. That kept the fans right here to the last second, literally, and it was an exciting atmosphere.
And the game that just finished previous to this in Division 4, New Knoxville, no big surprise, they win over Worthington Christian and did it by 22. Just an impressive all-around performance by, we've been talking about it with Mike Miller, our buddy over on our sister station 1150 WIMA, and probably one of the better Division 4 teams that we've ever seen.
No, there's no doubt about it. They put it all together, and they only lose one player from that team. It's a very good player, state-honored Tony Myers, but they're going to be back in full force.
And now we get set to decide the Division 3 contest. Ottawa Glendorf will be the visiting team because they are the bottom team on the bracket today. That means they're in their navy blue road uniforms, gold trim and white lettering, golden trim down the side of the Titan jerseys. For the Garraway Pirates, they are wearing their white home jerseys with the Columbia blue, I guess, is what you would describe that as. It's almost like LCC colors.
Very much like LCC colors, sure.
Columbia blue lettering with the red trim and then the blue and red trim down the sides of their jerseys. Let's take a look at today's starting lineup, starting off first with the Ottawa Glendorf Titans. And they'll come at you with this look today. No surprise, number 3, Colton Everett, and number 6, the 6'4 junior, and had 4 points in the win over Anna yesterday, averaging right around 8 per game for OG. Taylor Pontus, the 6-foot senior, wearing number 4, had 5 points yesterday, averaging about 9 on the season and 4 rebounds. Taylor Coleman is averaging 3 points per game in 6 dishes. Taylor Coleman, on the other hand, number 10, the 6-foot junior, averaging 9 points per game. Right about that point yesterday against Anna, having 8 and a rebound for the Titans. Brooke Bellman scored 4 points in yesterday's contest. That's about his average on the season as well, for the 6-1 senior. Justin Shoemaker averaging 17 points per game. The 6-1 senior scored 26 yesterday and helping the Titans here into the state title. Again for the Titans, Colton Everett, Taylor Puttis, Taylor Coleman, Brooke Bellman, and Justin Shoemaker. For the Garraway Pirates, this is the look that they will go with. We'll start with number 4, Devin Shee, a 5'11 junior on the wing. He had no points yesterday, but 2 boards for the Pirates. Number 15, Tyler Gerber, Division 3 player of the year, 5'10 senior. Had 16 points yesterday. Averages right about that on the year. He also had 3 rebounds, but that ankle is going to be the question for him. Right now, he looks pretty good. Number 32, David Gerber, also in the starting lineup, a 6'2 junior. He had 12 points in the win yesterday over Cleveland St. Joe's, also pretty close to a double-double. He had 9 rebounds, and for someone who's just 6'2", that tells me that he knows where to get on the floor.
No, he was very scrappy in that game. He did impress me as I watched it. You just one kid that you talk about, Luke Bellman, and the blue-collar type worker, he's the equivalent of that.
And also in the starting lineup for the Garraway Pirates, number 33, Chase Stengel, the hero of the day yesterday for the Pirates. He hit the 3-pointer to send the game in the way of the Pirates. He had 16 points and a board for Garraway yesterday, and then rounding up the starting lineup, number 40, Paul Honingford, a 6'7 freshman, but he had 6 points in a pretty big game yesterday, averages 10 on the season, and freshman played in obviously the biggest game of his young career, but at this point you got to say he's battle tested. He's pretty much a sophomore.
Well, he is. I don't know when they would have inserted him in the lineup. Maybe he started that way. Don't know that for sure, but he's been in a lot of big ball games already.
All right, once again for the Pirates of Garraway, they'll go with Devin Shee, Tyler Gerber, David Gerber, by the way, no relation, Chase Stengel, and Paul Honingford, the starting lineup for Sugar Creek. As we take a look at the main scoreboard here at the Schottenstein Center, and they play the sportsmanship message for both teams. Kind of an interesting thing they do, where they record a player or a captain from both teams to give the OHSAA love the game oath. And right now, Sugar Creek, Garraway on the board as the lights dim here at the Schottenstein Center, and they get set for the starting lineups in just a moment. Let's see who they got for the Titans here.
Shoemaker. I already was tipped off to that as Shoemaker.
Shoemaker getting a big round of applause from the Titan crowd here. And he's doing a pretty good job. Doesn't look like he's reading off the cue card too badly there.
Not too bad. It's a great atmosphere, a nice thing that the Ohio High School Athletic Association does to promote sportsmanship. And they've been doing this for a couple years now. It just kind of reminds the crowd the reason you're here, and the game is for the kids. And, you know, it's an intense situation, but, you know, it's here to have fun. First meeting ever between these two schools. And, you know, there is no record, so I don't know what the series is, but after today, we'll have one established. We do know that Garaway's been here to Columbus a couple times. Last trip here was in 2003. They finished runner-up that year. Now, if you go way back to 1932, they were in the Elite Eight, and they played that out, and they did get down here in 1932. Titans, obviously, five trips down here, 77, 78, 1996, 2004, and coming back again one more time in 2008.
All right, starting lineups officially being announced here at the Shopkeen Center, Value City Arena. Very cool atmosphere for this, too. Lights dim, spotlights on the starters, music blaring. Kind of like an NBA game, and it's got to be the thrill of these young men's lives.
Now, the Titans were here earlier for the Division IV. They saw this introduction, so it's not catching them totally off guard. They knew what to expect. Again, a lot of smiles out there on the floor. They're really getting into this, and it is a great atmosphere. I'd say not quite as big a crowd as the game before. Can't blame the Titan fans for that.
No.
They have filled up the upper deck here as much as any school I've seen in the tournament so far. Garaway, on the other hand, just the lower ring. Very few fans scattered in the upper deck. So I'm going to estimate the crowd at just about 13,000 for this final.
We'll see how accurate you are on that. It was 1,400 earlier in the D2 game. I didn't catch the number on the D4 game previous.
14,117. The other night, that's about the same crowd that the Titans had last night with 14,100 also, so it's probably just a hair under that this afternoon.
There you go, and taking a look at the Titan crowd, it just underscores how much basketball means to this community.
Oh, it is. The pep band's here. Paul Baranzi had them all fired up a little while ago. They're dancing in the stands, and they're just kind of getting them charged up as if they needed it. But the seniors are back from the trip to Cleveland. The CYO team got beat this morning, so they headed right back here to Columbus. And so here are the lights come back on. We're moments away from the biggest game of some of these kids' career.
Absolutely. The Titans will be going right to left to start things off here in this state title game. It looks like Colton Everett will eventually step into the center circle, and he'll jump against the 6'7 freshman Paul Huntingford for the Garaway Pirates. 8 minutes on the clock up on the big board here at Value City Arena. I'm Doug Jenkins, along with Butch Lommers. It's our pleasure to bring you the final game of the Division III high school basketball season on 106.3 The Fox, your official home of Titan Sports.
A couple of West Central Ohio officials for this game. Steve Trout, known by many back in the Lima Land area, and Tim Belcher, another official from the Coldwater region, to have this game. I'm not sure who the third official is.
We are just about set to go. Colton Everett sets in the center circle with the Buckeye logo. Steve Trout steps in there to jump things off here. Fans on their feet, and we are underway. The tip is up, and it will belong to the Pirates. Back into the hands of Germer. That's Tyler Germer dribbling over to the left side. Gives it to the freshman Huntingford at the free throw line. Extended from the elbow now. Now he gives it back to Tyler Germer. Germer giving it to David Germer and right back to Tyler. Tyler goes right side of the perimeter to Shee, lobbing it down low to Huntingford. He's on the right block. Colton Everett picks him up. Slapped the ball. Oh, almost got away with the steal, but they'll say that he found Huntingford in motion for a shot. So Huntingford going to the line to shoot a pair now.
It is indeed Everett's first foul. He found him a one, obviously, and Huntingford to the line. We'll see if the nerves enter in here for the freshman. 15 years old and doesn't even have his driver's license yet.
That's a very good point. First free throw is off the front of the iron and no good.
Yeah, he grabbed that ball, couldn't get it out of his hands quick enough. That is one sign of a nervous player. Let's see if he relaxes a little bit on his second one, gets a little more arch on the shot.
Second free throw up. That one rattles around but finds its way home. So the Garaway Pirates strike first, up 1-0. Bellman quickly back down far side of the floor, passes it back out to Taylor Puttis. Man-to-man defense being played by the Pirates. Over to Bellman. Bellman shot from the baseline strong, and the Titans going to be guilty of another foul here.
Taylor Coleman across the back. Foul number two. Bellman shot just a little long, actually quite long. Coleman tried to time it up over the back of one of the Pirate players.
Just over 30 seconds played here. Garraway leads Ottawa Glendorf 1-0 on the Cormorant Ottawa scoreboard. Inbounds pass to Tyler Gerber. Stolen away by Bellman. He's coming in from the left side, and he'll lay it in. The lefty lay in too strong. And on the rebound, it's hauled in by David Gerber.
Well, there's some nerves, too, on Bellman's part. He just wide open layup and just a little too strong.
Tyler Gerber with the ball now for the Pirates, trying to avoid a trap at midcourt, and he's going to nearly throw it away. Shoemaker saves it in play. No, he stepped on the sideline with the ball, and it will come back this way for Garraway.
Yeah, couldn't quite get it in his hands. Gerber left his feet, no place to pass, almost came down with the head to launch the ball, threw it into no one. Shoemaker almost had it, but it went off of bounds off him.
Inbounds pass to Tyler Gerber, the 5'10 senior with it. Taylor Pontus will pick him up at midcourt. Titans a man-to-man defense, pass over to Stengel. Stengel will give it up to Shee down low. They're going to go to Huntingford. Follow-away jumpers left short. Bellman grabs the rebound for the Titans. Gives it up to Taylor Pontus down the floor, left side. Justin Shoemaker, he'll pop a three from the left wing, in and out, no good. And a rebound by David Gerber for Garraway. Outlet pass to Tyler Gerber to Shee, taking it inside, trying to pass into Huntingford. And it's kicked out of bounds by the Titans, and I think the Garraway game plan is go to the big guy.
Go to the big guy early, lob to him once, and this time he set up for the post move, but kicked off Shoemaker's foot.
Devin Shee going to inbound the ball into Chase Stengel. Stengel passes it over to Tyler Gerber, left side to the free throw line. Huntingford, 15-footer, going to be short. Luke Bellman grabs another Titan board. Still 1-0 in favor of Garraway, but the Titans with the ball, top of the key. Taylor Pontus, crossover move into the lane. He's going to take it right at the big guy. Just left it short, but got his own rebound. Ball slapped around underneath. They'll get it out to Shoemaker. He'll pop a three from the left side. Knocks it down from the wing.
Good second effort there. Credit Taylor Pontus for keeping that one alive off his own miss.
And the Titans take their first lead up 3-1. They'll come out with a 1-2-2 press. Inbounds pass into Chase Stengel. Stengel going to give the ball away to Tyler Gerber here near side of the floor. Now to Huntingford between the circles. Long pass down low to David Gerber. Underneath, didn't get a good look at it. The shot no good. Rebound goes to Everett. He gets it to Pontus, who nearly had it popped away. Throw it over to the right side. Titans having all sorts of problems with it. Shoemaker tried to get it back to Coleman, but they turn it over, and it's travel now for Garraway, as both teams looking a little out of sync here. Devin Shee had a wide open layup and just took an extra step.
Yeah, just traded turnovers is what ended up happening. Pontus with a nice save, almost up to one of his teammates, but both of them kind of collected it and turned it over, and then they gave it right back to the Titans.
And now Luke Bellman brings it across midcourt. Left side, Justin Shoemaker. He's going to be trapped on the wing. Pass it back out to Pontus. Down low to a cutting Bellman. Bellman with the extra pass across the lane to Colton Everett. He'll put it in for the two, and the Titans lead 5-1.
Bellman with a couple rebounds and now an assist to go with it.
And now Garraway back with the ball, sizing up the Titan pressure. Huntingford lobs one down the floor to Tyler Gerber, and it's stolen right away from him by Justin Shoemaker. He'll give it up to Taylor Pontus. Down the floor, right side to Colton Everett. Everett wants to spin into the lane, takes it right at the freshman, puts it over him, and in for two, and Colton Everett with his 4 points. The Titan lead now stands at 6-7-1 with 5 to play in the first quarter. And despite a shaky start there in the first couple of minutes, the Titans getting their legs underneath them now. Chase Stengel with the ball over to Steele, and it's going to be stolen away by Coleman coming in from the right side, uncontested, lays it in for two. And a timeout going to be taken by the Garraway Pirates. 4:46 left to play in the first quarter. Ottawa Glendorf leading by 8, 9-1 on the Cormorant Ottawa scoreboard.
Good timeout by the coach from the Pirates. He needs to settle his troops down. 4 turnovers already. 3 of those have led to direct Titan layups. 2 of those converted by the Titans. So just need to settle them down, remind them where they're at. And with 4:46 left in the first quarter, so much time to play yet. So just kind of get in there, get a second win, and get back out on the floor.
Titans getting off to a hot start like they did yesterday against Anna, in which they went up 10-0 early in that game, forcing the Rockets to take it, forced the Pirates to do so with an 8-point lead, a 9-0 run for Ottawa Glendorf, and the Pirates have yet to score from the field.
Titans usually come out with a different look out of a timeout. They're doing the same thing, a little more extended press this time, just kind of matching up in that zone.
Stengel with the ball, passes the ball off and gives it to Tyler Gerber. He's harassed in midcourt. Coleman got in the passing lane and popped the ball into the media row here, out of bounds. Garraway will keep the possession.
Gerber is there. He's their Division III All-Stater. Player of the year in Division III. Looks a little rattled himself to begin the ball game.
Gerber passes in to Gerber, and that's David Gerber giving it back to Tyler. He'll pass it right back to David Gerber. Top of the key, left side over to Shee. Gives it to Tyler Gerber. Top of the key. Going to drive into the lane. Puts up a right-hand hook shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped around to Everett. Out to Pontus. Two-on-two break for the Titans. Pontus going to take it coast-to-coast. Goes right into the defender. Puts the shot up. He's fouled. He's going to the line to shoot two. That's a good take by Pontus to get the defender off his feet.
That's a good take, no doubt. And he took took advantage of the numbers game. Titans had a lot of blue down the floor already. Doing a nice job collapsing on Gerber when he drove to the hole. No less than four Titans kind of collected in that area. Got the deflection, got the rebound. Off they went the other way.
First free throw is up and good for Taylor Pontus. His first point of the game makes it 10-1 Titans.
The concern is also free throws for the Titans. A lot of fans talking about the 5-of-14 performance in the semifinals.
Second free throw is up and good for Taylor Pontus. There's another parallel to yesterday. He started things off 2-for-2. Inbounds pass to Chase Stengel, and he's going to pull it back away from the Titan defense. Approaching midcourt, mouth pass right side, and now they throw it to midcourt. Stolen away by the Titans again. Here comes Taylor Coleman in on the right side. Lays it in for two.
Five turnovers, another bucket, Titans.
And the Titans lead now 13-1 with under four to play here in the first quarter of action. Next stoppage will get us close to that media timeout. Luke Bellman nearly a steal on the pressure. And now the Titans do come up with a steal in midcourt. Bellman stealing the pass from Tyler Gerber. Gerber steals it right back. Now they got a battle for a loose ball, and I think they're going to get Bellman for a foul. They're going for it. That'll be his
call.
First.
Yeah, Bellman just didn't look comfortable. He caught the ball about midcourt in the transition turnover, dribbled it about four or five times to about the three-quarter line, and then he just gave it away. So turnover Titans, that's only their second. Six already for Sugar Creek Garaway.
All right, 3:42 remaining here in the first quarter, and on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard, the Titans lead by a score of 13-1. On the Titan pressure, it's right there, and it is being very effective. Like you've mentioned, five turnovers, and I think they've got about 8 points off those turnovers.
Six turnovers, actually, and you're right. I think it is 8 points now out of the 13 on the board. So the Titans game plan, which is what they feast off of, is in full effect here early.
All right, Ottawa Glendorf right now led from the scoring standpoint by Colton Everett and Taylor Coleman, both with four. Justin Shoemaker has three, and Taylor Pontus with two. And the lone point for Sugar Creek Garaway belongs to Paul Huntingford, who went 1-for-2 from the free throw line very early in the game when both teams were trying to really kind of get their feet underneath them. Both teams coming out a little bit tight. You saw the first free throw from Huntingford was
just
very nervous
right off the front. Right. Titans went into rebounding battle as well right now, 5-3, just one offensive board. Shooting 56% from the field, and you just mentioned it earlier, Garaway still to hit their first field goal.
So the Titans and the Pirates in their respective huddles right now. We'll see if the Titans change up the pressure again, and that's a good observation. They do like to switch. They'll go from that 2-of-1-2-2 to a 2-1-2 and extend it to varying lengths. That's going to be tough for a ball handler to pick up on.
It is sometimes. You know, you adjust, and you get the caliber of player that the Pirates put on the floor. You see it a couple times, and you're able to adjust to it, and they have the ball handlers. Again, it's just a matter that Coach Shute has to just settle his squad down. Again, the media timeout is a luxury in that case where you don't have to burn one of your own timeouts, and they're coming out of it now. We'll see how they react here in the next minute or so.
All right, back to the action we go here at the Schottenstein Center. Titans up by 12 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard and under four to play in the first quarter. Devin Shee with the ball down the left side. They give it to David Gerber and back out to Shee. Excuse me, that was Tyler Gerber. Shee going to take it to the right elbow, double team, gives it up to Stengel. Stengel over to Tyler Gerber, side of the floor, down to Huntingford. It spins, shot up, and over Colton Everett, good for 2 points. And to Pontus down the floor to Colton Everett. He'll give it to Tyler Coleman. Coleman to Colton Everett had trouble picking the ball up off the floor on the bounce pass. We've got a rugby scrum. No call on a jump ball, and now we finally get one after about 8 seconds of four guys down on the floor battling for it. And the possession there will give the Titans, yeah.
I thought it was a quick call. There was nobody really had control of the ball. Everett had his feet on top of the ball, but that's not possession. When Garaway did pull it up, they called the jump ball.
Inbound pass from Taylor Pontus to Colton Everett. Loose ball, though, and it finds its way into the hands of Chase Stengel. Stengel will handle the ball himself, picked up by Pontus in midcourt, dribbling to his left, and the pass low off the foot of Shee. He's able to come up with it, though. Coleman will come out and get him and dish it back to Stengel. At the timeline, Stengel coming to his right. Luke Bellman nearly jumped the pass, but Shee comes up with it, takes it all the way to the baseline, puts the shot up, and he's fouled. And the shot will fall for Devin Shee, and he'll have a chance for the bonus free throw.
Colton Everett, the second foul, so he'll sit some time on the bench here. Jake Meyer and Eric Brickner will check into the lineup for Otto Glandorf.
Titan lead down to 8, up 13-5 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard with 2:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Reminder that
Brian Smoobush also checking in the lineup now for Everett.
So she eyes up his first free throw, puts it up, and it is good. He'll complete the bonus free throw, and it's a 7-point ball game. Inbound pass into Eric Brickner, who'll handle the point guard duties now for Ottawa Glandorf. Comes across midcourt. One goes right, now back to his left. Gives it to Justin Shoemaker between the circles. Shoemaker going one-on-one with his man. Takes it into the lane, got around his man, high up the glass. Won't go. Schmidbush couldn't get the putback. I think they're going to get him for an over-the-back. Indeed, they will.
That's already a 15 foul on the Titans. Just one for the Pirates. I thought Shoemaker got some body contact on the way up. No call there. And then Schmidbush over the back on the rebound attempt.
So the Pirates sort of stemming the Titan tide here. And a pull back within seven, and they have the ball. Inbounds pass into Huntingford. Passes back across, but Bellman steals it, and he'll go up from the left side. This time he gets it in for two. His first two of the ball game in a Titan lead. Back out now to 9. Inbounds pass in play to Mullet. That's, Caleb Hostetler. Pass around to the right side to Gerber. Gerber gives it back to Hostetler. He's picked up by Brickner. Back to Tyler Gerber on the far wing. Up to Devin Shee. Dribbling to his left. Wants to hand off to Tyler Gerber. Brickner's on him step for step. Gerber to the right elbow. Thought about the stop and pop. Leans in. The shot is up. It won't go. They're going to get Brickner on the foul, though.
Questionable call there. Gerber definitely leaned into Brickner, but the foul's going to go on Brickner. Give two shots to the Division III Player of the Year, Gerber.
The old Reggie Miller lean-in. Works more often than it doesn't.
Steve Trout with that call, just for your information.
Tyler Gerber, first free throw, it is up, and it is good for the senior, who has scored his first point of the ball game now, makes it an 8-point game. And he'll go back to the charity stripe for his second opportunity. Six fouls on the Titans now, as the second free throw is up and good for Tyler Gerber as well. Inbounds pass to Eric Brickner. Garraway, they're going to stick with man-to-man defense, so no pressure on the inbounds pass. Brickner brings it across the timeline. Dribbles off to his left, gives it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker over to Schmidbush, around to Brickner, right wing, extended from the perimeter. Bounce pass up top to Jake Meyer. Meyer going to drive the lane, and he's going to be fouled as he makes his way down. Foul should be on the floor, though.
Let's see, it's inside, away from the ball, the way it looks. They're going to get number 40, Honeyford, I believe, with the holding foul. He was guarding Jake Meyer away from the ball, and they did get him for the hold. His first foul, team foul number 2.
He's going to come out of the game. That makes way for David Gerber, who's quickly back in the game. Eric Brickner going to inbound the pass into Luke Bellman into the corner. Justin Shoemaker on the left side. Out to Bellman. Bellman looking low, nothing there. Meyer up top for 3 now. Knocks it down from straight on.
Give the assist to Bellman. His second.
Under a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. 18-8 Titans. And Garraway facing the OG pressure. Brickner on Chi. Passes the ball back across. And Chi gets it right back. He gets out of a double team at midcourt. Comes to the near side of the floor. Gives it back to Stengel. Stengel picked up by Brickner. In between the circles. Going to back it away from Eric now. Brickner goes right back out to get him. Gives it to Devin Chi. Brickner will pick him up now. Chi going left side. Wanted to go down the lane. Cut off. Spins it back. Here comes a 10-foot jumper. And he gets it to fall for 2 points.
Good shot there by Chi. Just over Brickner. Did a nice job of handling the pressure and went right over top of him for the shot.
50 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Titans lead by 8. And an exchange from Brickner to Meyer is errant. Going to be tipped out of bounds. And last off, a navy blue jersey. The Titans give it up here with 44 seconds left to go in the first.
Now, Brickner, just the handoff. We see so much from the Titans. Just kind of a reverse the field of the play, and Meyer just started taking off before he had the basketball. Turnover number 4 on Ottawa Glandorf.
Jacob Manning into the lineup now for Ottawa Glandorf. He'll give Luke Bellman a breather. Inbounds pass into Tyler Gerber. Looking at the trap, passes back over to his left to Chase Stengel. Back to Tyler Gerber. Lobs it across midcourt to Shee. He'll pass across the lane and finds a wide open David Gerber, who lays it in for 2 points.
Titans will play for 1. 26 seconds left, first quarter, 18-12.
6-point advantage for Ottawa Glandorf. Brickner brings it across midcourt with 20 seconds left to go. Brickner looking over to his right, now dribbling that way. Still well out by midcourt, though. 14 seconds left to go. Brickner will go to his left with 10 seconds left to play in the quarter. Now 9 seconds. Brickner still with the ball. Dribbles to his right, looking for a screen. To 6 seconds left. Picks up the dribble. Lob pass out to Meyer. Meyer from the left wing for 3. Off the back of the iron. Won't go. And a rebound goes to the Pirates. That will do it for the first quarter. And on your Carmart Ottawa scoreboard, after one quarter of play, Ottawa Glandorf leads by 6, 18-12. We'll be back with more on 106.3 The Fox.